Hey, welcome to Real Talk with Janina Vela. This is the very first episode in a podcast series dedicated to cultivating open, honest, and authentic conversations. We'll be chatting about our current realities, but also how we can adjust to and maybe even overcome them. Join us every Wednesday as we'll help you create meaningful relationships with yourself and the people around you and learn ways to change our lives so we may lead a better one. That intro was way too formal. Chill lang tayo dito, guys. Our first guest, sure ako nakilala niyo na siya. Her name is Bella Rosales, also known as That's Bella YT. She's one of the biggest lifestyle vloggers of the Philippines. She's a social media influencer, but also now a freshman at De La Salle University. Today, we'll be talking about the struggles of online classes. Hi, Bella. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm good. How about you?
I'm great. I'm so happy that you are our guest for our very first episode of Real Talk. And today we're going to be talking about online school because I know that you are now a freshman, right?
Yes, I'm in college.
Wow, how does that feel?
Still overwhelmed by everything, but kaya naman.
Kaya naman. Obviously, this is not the college experience that you expected, right? How's that? How's that transition been?
I was actually excited to, you know, live the dorm life, go to the campus because I just recently moved to DLSU. I know it's kind of, it's really new to me, online classes. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm really used to face-to-face classes.
Yeah.
But I try my best to cope with everything.
Well, actually, I wanted to talk about that kind of coping with this new distance learning setup because you're juggling a lot, you know, content creation and doing all of those photo shoots we see in your vlogs. Now, adding school into the mix, how do you stay alive?
I mean, distance learning is very new to me and I feel like everyone feels that way as well. Mm-hmm. To be honest, I have a short attention span, so having online classes is really a struggle for me. Because, you know, everything is online and you can just easily click to other websites. That can distract you from listening to the lecture. Unlike having face-to-face classes, diba? You can personally see the teacher, nakapalibot sa'yo yung mga kaklase mo. You just have a support group surrounding you who can influence you to listen and study harder. Lalo na ako, yun nga, I'm a fresh in DLSU, so I don't even know anyone. I don't know how to approach my blockmates.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I know. Because, you know, everything is online. Nasa Facebook lang yung GC. College is way different from high school, but I just try to constantly remind myself na I should be thankful na I can do online classes even during these times.
Yeah, staying thankful and staying grateful, not that, you know, even if we feel like the world is falling apart, at least we still have education on our side. Mm-hmm. Do you have like a routine or a schedule that you can share to us that we can learn from?
I try my best to stay productive. Mm-hmm. I like to sit while having online classes because there would be days na nakahiga lang ako. I'm not gonna lie. Minsan nakahiga lang talaga ako sa kama because I'm too lazy to get up. But I realized na I can't even absorb what my prof is saying because I feel so sleepy in bed. So from this, I learned that having a good working environment is important for you to be really focused and determined. Also, I like to clean my desk or even my room sometimes before I attend class because a messy room can actually stress you out.
Yeah.
So I don't want to add more things na ikakastressan ko. Basically, I just want to have an organized desk. And recently, I've also been using Google Calendar because I sometimes forget that I have the deadline on a certain day. So I try to avoid that because I tend to procrastinate. So ayun, nililista ko lang doon lahat ng assignments ko. Also, my deadlines for work since I have to balance my schoolwork and YouTube stuff. Every day, I get notified by my calendar about what I'm supposed to do during that day. Everything's organized.
Yeah, I like what you said about your desk organizing it all because I always think that a messy room equals a messy mind.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's something I learned growing up because I had a really messy room. Wow.
You say? Same.
Lagging may explosion every day of just makeup and stuff and clothes. Mm-hmm. But now, like you said, keeping your desk clean helps declutter your mind as well, would you say?
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
You also mentioned hindi ka dapat nakahiga in a class. That's good for designating where you're supposed to be working and where you're supposed to be sleeping. Para parang alam ng katawan mo o ng utak mo, o sige, time na to
you
work.
You should be focused.
Yeah, okay, parang ito na yung time. And kaya, I always say, my number one tip for online class is to take a shower.
Oops, I'm guilty.
Ala, Bella, nakaligo ka na ba today?
Oh yeah, of course.
Wow, okay. Just making sure, you know, just making sure. Yeah, so I think creating signals for your mind to put it in like a, hey, it's time to work.
Mm-hmm.
And so taking a shower, sitting in that desk that you only sit on when you're gonna work, and then when you're done, sleeping in the bed that you only sleep on. Have you ever heard of the word accountability buddy?
No.
Accountability buddy. So it's like accountability plus a buddy.
Plus buddy, okay.
Yeah, so parang partner mo siya when you're gonna, you know, work on something. It's like, oh, ginawa mo na to or whatever.
Yeah, actually, yung mga exams namin lately, puro partner by partner. So, ayun, I partner up with my friends.
Yeah, which is so helpful, right?
Mm-hmm.
I relate with you na mahirap talaga mag-connect sa mga classmates mo. Kailangan may extra effort, no?
Mm-hmm.
To connect, especially because if you're just floating by yourself.
It's so hard.
I actually am curious. Can you give us like a daily vlog but podcast style of your usual schedule of work and school?
Most of the time, during weekdays, schoolwork lang talaga. If I have like a deadline for work, I like to finish my schoolwork first before I edit or film like videos. But during weekends talaga, puro work ako.
We see your life with Tita and with Jello. How do you fit in family time?
After I do everything, we like to pray together. Yun, basically before we go to bed, we like to hang out and during meals, dinner time, lunch time.
I love that you really prioritize meal times with your family. You know, I think with my family, it's been a rule since I was a kid, but no screens on the dinner table. Para, you know, it's real conversations lang with one another. And so I think that's great that you even pray with your family after everything. I think it's so easy to forget to spend time with our family kasi yun nga, nang clutter na ng mga utak natin. Since you're editing a lot and now school is on your laptop, do you come to a point na medyo nababagot na yung mata mo? You know, you get screen fatigue?
Yeah. I get screen fatigue a lot. To avoid that, I like to wear my gadget-safe glasses that I actually purchased 2 years ago. But ngayon ko lang ulit siya nagamit ng like frequently. Because I realized how important it is to take care of your eyes. Lalo na ngayon, almost the whole day talaga naka-expose ako sa laptop or gadgets in general. And sometimes, hindi ko rin nare-realize na sobrang taas na din pala ng brightness ko sa laptop. And I think that's the reason why my eyes get tired so easily. But when I realized na I'm kind of burning out from staying in front of my device for an extended time, I like to maybe take a 1 hour nap just to rest my eyes. Kasi minsan my eye twitches, which is a bad sign. So the best cure for that is just to take a rest.
And I think kasi yung work natin, everything is on a gadget. And so our breaks, ano, nagte-TikTok tayo or nagte-Twitter. But I think it's important that we even take a break during our breaks from screens, no? Which is why I think it's a good tip to have, like what you mentioned, taking a nap na lang. Or kung gusto mo magmuni-muni and stare at the ceiling or stare at the window, okay rin yun, no? What else do you do to take breaks from schoolwork?
Minsan nagpapa-deliver ako ng milk tea just to treat myself after a long day. This also boosts my energy and motivates me to do my homework after I eat. I think you should also take a break when you start stressing yourself so much about the requirements you're about to do. Whenever that happens, I'll have like a me time. So I'll spend time with my family or even chat with my friends just to distract myself a bit.
Yeah, I think breaks are so important. And I've been doing this thing. It's called the Pomodoro Technique. Have you heard of that, Bella?
I think I've heard your brother say that.
Yeah. It's something that we both do, actually. And so a Pomodoro is 25 minutes of straight work. working. I-off mo muna yung phone, no notifications. And then after 25 minutes, you take a 5-minute break. So, naka-schedule yung work time, pero naka-schedule din yung break time. And so, that's something that has helped me be a lot more productive. Kasi minsan, bitin yung 25 minutes. So, excited na ako mag-work for the next Pomodoro. Or minsan, sobrang haba na ng 25 minutes. So, at least may break akong naka-schedule.
Yes, I should try that.
Yeah, you should! So how was your first synchronous session? How did that go?
Actually, yung mga prof ko, I really like them a lot kasi they give like considerations. Like kunyari, we have a lot of deadlines during that day and we just kindly ask the teacher, Miss, pwede bang ipamove ng, let's say, Saturday yung deadline kasi we have a lot of deadlines during that day. Pumapayag naman sila, thankfully.
That's so nice, though. I think having conversations with your teachers kind of humanizes them, no? And it reminds us na, okay, they're not just the people in the video lectures or that we see on our online Zoom calls, but they're actually also people talaga who get tired also like us. Who have deadlines also. So I think that's great that you have that kind of communication between you and your teacher. My last question to you would be, drum roll please, matakot ka na, joke. If you could encourage the students who are listening right now and who are, you know, trying their best to adjust to the new normal and to distance learning, if you have any tips for them or encouragements, what would that be?
I see a lot on Twitter na madaming nahihirapan and all. Ang masasabi ko lang talaga, like, kaya natin to. Just work hard and stay consistent and be patient kasi all of us are adjusting, lalo na with our teachers. Try your best to listen and try your best to do your homework effectively and stay focused despite what's happening right now.
Try your best is a very, I think I love that phrase now. I think we grew up with it and then medyo na desensitized tayo dun. But I think, in a sense, taking advantage of the time that we have and the fact that, yes, it is still a blessing that we do get to enjoy our education. So sayang naman if we don't give our best for the whole school year of 20 to 2021. Taking it one step at a time is important, no, Bella?
Yes, that's really important.
One day at a time, one deadline at a time.
Don't stress yourself too much, yeah.
I love that. Okay, well, thank you so much, Bella.
Thank you.
For your time, for hopping on the podcast. We're so happy to have you for the first episode. So thank you, Bella.
Thank you so much.
Stay safe.
Stay safe.
Thank you again, Bella, for that very insightful conversation. And just a quick recap, here are my takeaways. Number one, always have a grateful heart. Your education is an important gift and we have to take care of it. Number two, it's important to designate your work and your rest place. As Bella mentioned, huwag kayong humiga sa kama during class. Number three, a cluttered desk is a cluttered mind, so try your best to keep your desk clean. Number four, try to organize your days in a calendar to help you take it one project at a time, one day at a time, and one step at a time. Lastly, you have to know when to take a break. Your eyes need a break, as Bella mentioned. You know, use screen-safe glasses if you can. Also, Bella showed us the importance of making time and just prioritizing your family. So don't stress yourself out too much. We are all in this together and we can do this. Ta-da! That is it for the very first episode. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on Spotify and follow our Instagram at Globe Self Space. Once again, this has been Real Talk with Janina Vela. What did you discover in your self space today?